I wish to directly quote an author from an interview that this person gave this past Monday night, as part of the current release of this latest book. The question posed by the interviewer is, I often wonder what the most important of the cardinal virtues is, and do you think any of the cardinal virtues are achievable, faith or hope or love, without courage? Do you think that courage is the most important? Because it always seems to me that all of them take courage to achieve. The author's response was, it does. I think love takes more courage, perhaps, than faith. Because we can't avoid having faith. You know, when we are babies, all of us have faith in our mothers, we'll say. And we have some degree of faith in ourselves, right? And we have to have faith in our close friends or the things that we cherish, like the truth, or faith in education, or faith in America, or faith in whatever country you live in, faith in freedom. So we have faith in things that we can't avoid. But it doesn't take any courage to have those kinds of faith. But it takes courage to have love for people who are different from you. And it takes courage to have faith in people that we consider to be inferior to us or enemies of ours. Of course, Jesus says we should, you know, love our enemies as well as our friends and have so-called agape love or self-sacrificial love for people who are not lovable. Love for people who don't love us back. That takes a lot of courage, I think. After agreeing and reinforcing the author's answer, the next question was, how have you been able to find that for, say, your political enemies? The author answers, I've tried to get rid of my political enemies by forgetting about them or ignoring them. You know, since I've been out of politics, I've tried to get rid of those animosities I used to cherish. Close quote. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The book, very recently released, is titled Faith, A Journey for All, written by 93-year-old former President Jimmy Carter. For today's homily, I've been motivated to think and talk about confidence, inner confidence in ourselves, to bring about our goals and our achievements and improvements in our own lives we're searching for and striving for. The kind we talk about in here all the time. This becomes translated to courage while formulating this homily, stumbling upon the interview. But I wish that everyone listening to this would personalize it, the courage, from the broad, generic, vague idea of courage that we usually apply to almost everything, into your own confidence in yourselves. Personally, yourselves. And the confidence that the infinite intelligence has inside of us all, to tap into it. While watching this interview and listening to this, I was amazed to discover that I never thought about faith in even the slightest way as automatic, as he described it. I've thought of it being there. I never thought of it as automatic. I never thought of those examples as faith, as in a newborn to a mother. I found that astounding and a great feast for thought. I have, however, thought of myself as one of those inferior people who don't deserve love. Didn't realize I was looking at it that way, but this interview made me reflect. And maybe someone here or someone we know also has looked down upon ourselves or themselves for whatever reason or from whatever viewpoint. Looking down upon myself is not good enough from wherever I was taught that from. As if that was the way and the path to becoming a better person. But we're not inferior to an ideal that we're not unworthy of great joy or love or peace and balance. We're perfectly imperfect and on our own journeys. I also couldn't help but to notice that Jimmy Carter actually used the word cherish when referring to his animosities. How interesting to choose that word, and then when we think about how tightly we actually hold on to them sometimes. It makes me feel better about myself knowing that when I seemed to be clinging on to my woes, as if for dear life, or as if they were defining who I was, rather than what was happening to me, that a person as significant and as achieved as the author, to say the least, as former President Jimmy Carter. And he has done the same thing that I've done, and he's learned a better way. So let's ponder adopting some of his sage advice from many more years of life than so many people. Let's have faith in ourselves. Let's love ourselves and love ourselves back. Let's have confidence and courage in ourselves. Let's ignore and forget our enemies. And let's not cherish our animosities. I often find myself with the motivation for a homily first and need to go looking for a good source or documentation. And this time, it found me, which seems to happen a lot, supporting the adage, seek and you shall find. And if you're looking for what your problems are, then you shall find your problems. If you are motivated to find your peace, then seek your peace. And ye shall find your peace. Look inside ourselves. The light is inside all of us. Look for what makes ourselves miserable, and we will surely find our misery. Look for our happiness, and look for our joy, and our love, and balance, and peace, and solutions. And we will find our solutions. You'll also enjoy your life's journey much more so this way. Because after all, life is a journey, not a destination. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary.